Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hallauer, Metalark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils Horticulture with Extension Today. You know, when the weather's been like it has lately, it's pretty hard to get excited about moving indoors to do too much. You know, it's been really more spring or fall-like than it has winter, if you will. That means that it's hard to get inside, but it is time to start thinking about some of those winter meeting educational opportunities. Your local Extension office, us included in the Metalark Extension District, have lots of opportunities available to you this winter. I'm going to talk about a couple of them this morning, and then I would also point you to our Metalark Extension District newsletter that just recently came out. You can find that under the newsletters tab at metalark.k-state.edu. There's a whole bunch of meetings there, including our Kansas State University Soybean School coming up on January 25th, as well as local corn schools. And if you're a certified crop advisor, even the Northwest Missouri Certified Crop Advisor Conference coming up in January. But the one I want to talk about today is one that's coming up in the very near future, Understanding Carbon Credit Programs. Dr. Peter Tomlinson is our environmental quality specialist at Kansas State University, and he has been doing a little research into what some of these carbon credit programs mean, what they might entail, what they might even be measuring, and we want to share some of his findings with you. On Tuesday, December 14th, starting at 9:30 with some light refreshments and Dr. Tomlinson's presentation at 9:45, we are going to present Understanding Carbon Credit Programs. We'll be at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Nortonville. As I said earlier, we'll start with refreshments at 9:30 and the meeting at 9:45. It'll be pretty short. We'll conclude by 11 o'clock, have you out the door and back into some nice weather to get some things done. But we would like to have you come and hear what Dr. Tomlinson has to say about what some of these carbon credit programs may or may not have to offer. Now, so that we can make sure that we have ample refreshments and seating, we'd like you to RSVP if you can by Friday, December 10th, and you can do that to the Atchison County Extension Office by calling them at 913-833-5450, or you can also contact the Oskaloosa Office of the Metalark Extension District at 785-863-2212. Again, won't be a very long program. We're going to talk a little bit about carbon credit programs and then get you on your way, but hope you'll consider coming out to that and taking a look at what might be available. Now, again, lots of programs still available this winter. Risk Management Skills for Women in Ag just opened up its registration process. You can find that online at www.agmanager.info or by contacting any of your district extension offices. And again, if you check out the newsletters tab at our metalark.k-state.edu, Metalark Extension District webpage, you can sure find a whole list of programs in that most recent winter 2021 newsletter as well. You know, as we switch gears this morning again, it's been pretty nice to be outside, and I want to hit on a couple of topics for maybe some of you home or land owners that may be looking for a little bit of something to do on some of these really nice days that we've had. The first one of those that I would say to maybe get out and kind of look at as a fall chore is evaluating your property for bush honeysuckle. Now, bush honeysuckle has become an increasing problem in Northeast Kansas. You can probably pick it out right now because it has maybe not dark green leaves, but in many cases, lighter colored leaves that have bright red berries on those plants. They are the ones that typically get their leaves first in the spring and keep them last in the fall. And that characteristic actually allows it, that longer growing season allows it to have a pretty big competitive advantage over most of our other species. In fact, bush honeysuckle has become a huge problem in our woodland understories. And so a good opportunity right now to get out and take a look, evaluate your forested areas, evaluate your property to see if bush honeysuckle is present. Now, in some cases, it can be easily removed with some mechanical control. In other cases, it may take a little bit more effort with some chemical control. But get out there, check it out, and if you have questions about what that bush honeysuckle looks like or what a control program looks like, maybe you can give one of our Metalark Extension District offices a call. We have a great publication called Economical Control of Bush Honeysuckle that is available either online or through any of our extension offices. You can reach out to us and we'll be glad to get you a copy of that. And the last thing that I want to talk about, before it gets too cold, it might be a good opportunity for those of you with fruit trees or small young trees out there to make sure that you don't have any old mulch or grass or weeds around those trees, because they can harbor mouse infestations. Well, I saw a picture the other day from one of our wildlife specialists that showed how mice had gotten in around the base of a tree and actually crawled up the side of a tree, girdled it completely around, and that fruit tree was going to die. So good opportunity, get out there, take a look at those fruit trees right now, make sure that there's no grass, weeds, those sorts of things, so that we can keep mice away, especially as it gets colder and they are looking for a food source. If you've got questions about that, reach out to me at any of our Metalark Extension District offices. Be glad to chat with you about how to keep those mice at bay. Hope everybody has a great weekend. This has been David Hallauer, Metalark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils Horticulture with Extension Today.